Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved angels, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra, and I am here with
Shri Ram.
Yes, I am. And we are delighted to be back with you live. Hey, we are here live today. We are at the beginning of April. We are navigating the 7-year ascension for success. There is so much to talk about.
It's a dynamic and wondrous period, and we look forward to exploring it with you.
Oh my gosh, yes. And we have so much to share because so much has been happening, hasn't it? Hey, how are you feeling? I mean, have you noticed the shifts on the planet? I kind of suspect that you have. And remember that you can give us a call live, get in the queue, and all you have to do is pick up that phone, dial 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And remember, if you call and you get a busy signal, And the queue's full, just the first time you hear us take a caller, call back in because we love hearing from you. We've missed you. We've been gone for 2 weeks.
We have indeed. It's been a dynamic period, and we're going to tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, even when you say dynamic period, Shri, I'm just like, yes, and it's like growing now that we're in this April energy, and it's just so much happening.
Well, so let's just roll back the clock for a moment and get us all in the same context.
Let's go back to maybe March 20th.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
All right.
You know, Kira and I were just truly honored and delighted to have a group of people here in Antigua, Guatemala.
Well, two groups, actually. We had a group here doing the Cosmic Essene Journey and another beautiful group doing the Avesa Quantum Immersion. It was incredible.
And for those 10 days or so that we were with this beautiful spiritual community, what we experienced was confirmation that ascended community
and works.
Yes, it works. That living from one's heart and being in a place of unconditional responsiveness, acceptance, and love toward each other is actually quite easy to do.
And so uplifting. And so, you know, I just want to share with all of you that if you've ever had that dream of living in community, if you've ever had that vision of what would it be like to just relax, you know, to kind of exhale out any inhibition about being your true self, to say what you want to say, be supported in what you say, have people around you of common mind. It was incredible. We had an entire hotel filled with just our beautiful, beloved brethren, and it was incredible. What they created was just a joy to witness.
And you know, the one thing I just want to offer to those of you that are going, oh, well, that's interesting, is I've been involved with different communities over the years.
Yeah.
And the one thing I can tell you with certainty is in other forms of community, there's a guiding, unifying belief structure, you know, a set of principles, a set of rules, a set of standards that people organize around.
Or it almost sounds like dogma to me, Shri.
It is. or a leader they organize around.
Right.
And in the case of this beautiful Essene community that's formed spontaneously
cosmic Essene. I really want to underscore that.
Yeah. No dogma.
No, exactly.
Simply, I mean, if there is one guideline, it's that I trust you.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And
trust
support
and love
who you
are just what's there. And everyone was just flowing. And some would eat together. Some would dance together. Some would read together.
Heard about the jammy parties.
And there was a natural flow where whatever was alive in a person's heart, there was no inhibition to say, hey, I'm up for this. Anybody want to join me?
Exactly.
And so it goes.
Yeah, no, it was just a beautiful celebration of community. And of course, we were all together for the March 20 and 21 events. It was just extraordinary. And you know, I'm sure that all of you are still saying, oh my gosh, because you know, we are in right now. We opened on March 20th. And I want to share that Shri and I just put out a lot. It's a 10-minute video, but it's a lot of information. We just posted it at YouTube yesterday. Go to YouTube and watch our April 2015 predictions. Just get on there, watch them now. And we're going to talk a lot about the 7-year success and what's going on here as well. But also get to YouTube. And also what you can do at YouTube is watch the unedited ensoulment that came in on March 20th. That was such a profound, you know, it's the first time, Sri, you and I have done an ensoulment with a group of questioners in about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. And it was both deeply profound, meaning the energy in the room was, let's just say, paradigm dissolving.
Well, there were no dry eyes, including my own.
It's true. And you can tune in to that video at YouTube for yourself and gather your own impressions.
Yeah.
The piece that I think it's important just to underscore as we're foundationalizing where we're headed here today.
Yes.
Is that the end of March provided a launch pad for what we're calling the escalator to ascension, and that the dynamic,
the nice slow ride,
the steadying up, pop
exactly.
your ears every month.
Get
you get
on,
to pop your ears.
And it's too hard to walk back down. You ever try to walk down and up escalator? It's
Once
just
you're
too
on the
hard.
Escalator, it will carry
exactly.
you. You just need to cooperate by not trying to go the other way.
That's why we call it the escalator.
However, the piece I want to offer as a reminder and just a frame for understanding is that on the 20th, we had not only an equinox, which is that signal from the universe that we're flipping over into the time of rising light. It's springtime.
Well, the minute you say that, I just want to dance. Dancing. We're birthing.
The equinox alone is reason for celebration.
Oh, no kidding.
And then we added to that a super moon.
And it was a new moon.
A new moon, which is a creative energy.
Right. And then we had a solar eclipse.
And so all of these dynamic universal flows were conspiring to help people anchor in upliftment, expansion, creation.
You know, Sri, I got to
talk about resurrection.
Totally.
It's really the time where if you dream it, you can do it.
Well, I love that you use the word conspiring. And I wanted to just take a moment and remind everyone, you know, for the left brainies, if you're a left brainer listening in, or if you have left brain people in your lives, what happened on March 20th, in scientific terms, will not happen again on this planet. You ready for this, guys? For 10,000 years. You were here for that once in 10,000 year cosmological experience. That is just mind-blowing in itself.
It is, and nobody was selling t-shirts.
I'm one in 10,000.
If you're just tuning in with this, you're still in time. This flow that was opened on that day is upon us right now.
Oh, yeah.
And this flow, this portal of opening, this invitation to align your deeper energies with the expanded flow,
right.
This is continuing through the traditional Christian Easter weekend coming
right.
up here April 5th.
Well, you know, before we start talking more about that, Sri, I mean, the portal is open. And what Sri was alluding to, and we're going to tell you a whole lot more, is that we have a ceiling of the portal. So the portal's open. You're on the escalator. Catch that visual, okay? So you got on the escalator. You know, sometimes just getting on an escalator can be a moment of like, am I on the right step? You know, do I step on here or there? You know how that feels? That sometimes you can be a little tenacious when you first get on an escalator. But I want to assure you, you're on and it's moving. However, you might still be grabbing the banister, you know? It's not as stable yet, and that stability is coming up next weekend, April 4 and 5, and we have a lot to share. But right now, I mean, I'm really asking, how are you feeling? What are you feeling? Because we're in that moment. And you know, Sri, why not say and hear how some people are feeling?
Absolutely. We have a group of beautiful people standing by on the phone lines, and let's start saying hello.
I love that.
We're going to go to line 2 and welcome Manuel from San Francisco.
Namaste, dear one. Welcome.
Namaste, you guys. How are you?
Well, we are well and delighted to speak with you. What's going on in your world today, Manuel?
Today, I woke up feeling completely new after a few weeks of exploring, I believe, the ether energy, which felt like I was leaving and staying and all of these things in my mind. And I was able to surround, the universe aid in surrounding me with beautiful beings that just assisted, you know, for what we're here to do. So it's been a journey. It's been a ride, and I'm excited. I feel this energy of creation that I'm just really pumped, and I feel that maybe balancing a little because I get anxious still and you know, like the eagerness and all of that. So if there's any advice, any soul reading or anything you guys want to add, I would really appreciate it.
Well, before Kira shares, I just want to say, hey, way to go.
Yeah, totally.
Because truly, that floaty feeling, that kind of ethery, not sure where my feet are placed, is part of this transition. So trust it.
Indeed. And you know, beautiful angel, I'm going to invite you, if it's safe for you to close your eyes, I would invite you to do that, because as you were speaking, the hugest Zadkiel energy came in around you. And Archangel Zadkiel is, you know, mercy, compassion, joy, and laughter. And that is what Zadkiel is saying. And Zadkiel is saying, as you close your eyes, connect with me now. Hear my voice as I share with you that you are already dancing through the universe in your ascended form, that all of the angels are singing because you are here now, that the balance you seek is just a heartbeat away, and all you need do is call my name, and I shall be here with you, holding your hand every step of the way. And that is the message for you today, my love. It's directly from Zadkiel. It's not about what I'm sharing. It's about what the angels want you to hear, because you are an angel in form, and I am so glad to connect with you today, Angel. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, you guys. Many blessings to you.
And to you,
and to
namaste.
You. Thank you.
What a beautiful being. You know, I just love, Sri, that every time we invite our beautiful, beautiful listeners into the show gets better.
It's always
the energy is incredible.
Enriching.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's. I think one of the things, and I noticed this with our beautiful community that was here just a week ago.
Oh, we're still riding high on that one, aren't we?
Is there's a difference between interacting from the ego, interacting from thoughts and stories versus interacting from a place of heart and immediacy, spontaneity of the now.
True community. And it was really about cooperation instead of competition. Part of what we've been, you know, talking about for a couple of years now is that our world is shifting from competition to cooperation if you invite yourself into that fifth dimensional experience.
Not everybody got that memo out there, though.
Well, that's okay. And enough people are. or at least we had the little mini microcosm for 10 days to live with those beautiful beings.
I just say with my facetiousness, there is a difference between those who are choosing to align with spiritual community and those who are still addicted to the old structures.
Well, and that's another reason why. Go watch The Ensoulment, guys. Go to YouTube. It's about the rebirthing and the twinning energy upon us now. Powerful stuff. And there's so much powerful stuff going on right now, but let's hear how a few more people are before we share more.
Absolutely. We're going to head over to Colorado, line 3, and welcome Donna to the conversation.
Well, namaste, Donna. Welcome, Angel. Donna, are you there, honey? All right. Well, we need to go to another line then.
We can do that. And let's head to line 4 and say hi to Debbie from New York.
Namaste, Debbie. Welcome.
Thank you. Namaste. I've been opening my life and heart to the ascension energies, but I'm facing a physical challenge, and I wanted to know if you can give me any advice for the emotional component to that.
You know, I am so grateful you called today, Debbie. I really am. You know, it's so funny because today, the whole context of the show is, how are you feeling? And when I gaze at your energy field, it's fascinating because the word they're giving, like, you have this powerful, powerful ascended presence. You have this powerful, joy-filled energy, which is, quite frankly, the truth of who you are. And there's this congestion, and I see it in the chest area fairly deeply as far as this energetic congestion. And they're saying that for you, that as far as your emotional body is concerned, it's time for you to laugh, even if you need to fake it. And they just keep saying that the more you laugh, the more you will remember. And that when you laugh, and no matter what it takes for you to laugh, that it's important for you to, like, raise your arms, almost as if it's funny. They're showing me you, and it's hysterical. It's adorable. They're showing me you. You look to be about, I don't know, I'm thinking maybe 7, 8 years old. And you're in this field, you're laughing, and you're flapping your arms, and you're like, I'm going to fly, I'm going to fly, I'm going to fly. And they're saying that visualize yourself smiling, flying, and running free in this field. And as you do, the emotional illusion will will release itself, the congestion will release itself, and this buoyancy that is your truth will then start leading. The emotional body is really, you know, I love how the Archangelic Realm always shares with us that the ultimate lie detector is our physical body. Your physical body is also wanting you to just say, I love you, no matter what. Just say, I love you, I love you. Even if you don't fake it till you make it, that's fine. But I love you, and just laugh and see yourself literally running around flapping your wings, so to speak, and you will take off. They're saying within four, you're a power of four right now, my love. They're saying within 4 months there is a new dawn, and that the sooner you start flying toward that dawn, the faster it will manifest within. And so I'm really grateful we had the opportunity to connect with you today, my angel. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank
we love you.
You.
Namaste.
Blessings. Well, you know, I just want to underscore that wisdom teaching that came through, because people don't realize that laughter is a choice also.
Oh, it is.
We get in the habit of waiting for the stimulation and then we laugh, you know.
So true.
And that's natural and normal.
Yeah.
And when our life is filled with challenges, we tend to be in the habit of looking for the next problem rather than looking for the next laughter moment.
Right.
And that's kind of human psychology. However, consider for a moment that we can, using our breath, using our decision to move into the energy of release and laughter, we can just have a belly laugh.
Well, and when all else fails, buy a French bulldog.
Go look at the little YouTube videos.
Or whatever. Exactly. Yeah. I've done that too. You know, Sheree and I have a Shih Tzu and a French bulldog, and I have to admit, they never allow us to take life seriously.
No, they're pretty funny.
Yeah, they really are.
And so the point of the matter is, nothing moves congested energy better than ha, 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 ha. that dynamic pulse of energized breathing.
Well, and it becomes
laughter.
A habit, does it not?
Yes.
You know, this is one of the things I just want to share before we chat with another beautiful being who's waiting, is that when we take deep conscious breath, we are actually sending a smile into our body. And this is one of the things that I always enjoy doing with community. And I'm smiling, Sheree, because I'm recalling the beautiful community we were just with down here and all the beings who traveled literally from all over the world. I mean, we represented every corner of the world. And one of the things that I really enjoy is that when you take, and maybe all of you listening want to do this right now, but bring your hand to your heart, okay? Bring your hand to your heart. If it's safe to close your eyes, close your eyes. And in a moment, not yet, in a moment, we're going to take in a deep conscious breath together. But here's the secret. When you exhale, I want you to bring a huge smile to your face. You ready? All right. So let's bring our hands to our heart. Let's take in a deep, beautiful breath. Smiling.
Yes.
And as Sheree's saying, yes. When we allow a smile to come to our face after deep conscious breath, you send a signal to the universe that says, I get it. You send a signal to the body that says, I love you. You send a signal to the emotions that say, it's not all that dark. And you send a signal to the spirit that says, go ahead and take charge. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
Yes, indeed.
Now, I did just sneak in one of our secrets for navigating this 7 years. So I just had to get that one in. I was bubbling with getting that one out. And we'll refer to it again later, guys. But I've got to tell you, that's a powerful secret.
That mantra, that declaration, and the big smile with the breath. The two go hand in hand to creating a shift.
Indeed. And notice how you feel right now, those of you that played along.
And so, speaking of playing along, we're going to head back to the phone line.
Woohoo!
And we're going to welcome some more callers.
Let's do it.
Let's head to line 5 and say hi to Marlin from British Columbia.
Well, namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Namaste. Very glad to be on the program today. I'm quite surprised I got through.
Well, you know, I love that you got through.
Hoping for a mini soul reading, if you could.
All right. How are you feeling? What's going on in your life?
I've just started a new path. I've just started a new school and very emotional.
I see it. And thank you for sharing that, my angel. You know, as we're connecting together with you right now, the first thing I want to share with you is that Archangel Raphael has come in around you and is just covering you in green. I mean, I'm sitting here and I have to close my eyes because all I'm seeing is green, and it's this beautiful, it's like every hue of green rolled into one. And the reason I'm sharing that is Raphael is gazing at you and saying everything. And it's funny, he's spelling the word everything in capital letters one by one, and they look like neon, right? And he's just spelling the word everything in your life right now is healing as part of a restoration and rebirth that is upon you. And he's saying, I am right here. You are not alone. And shortly, this will all make sense. He just keeps saying, do not doubt yourself. Do not doubt what you're doing. But you need to really keep moving forward. And to, it's funny, he's using the word dance. Like he's showing me you're walking, but you're walking kind of like with this little inner knowing of, I can see that this is all putting everything on track. And they're showing me lots of different, like it's interesting you said new path. They're showing me like lots of different roads, but they're weaving together. Like they're all, it's like they're being braided. Like if I took three pieces of string, that's what's happening. Everything's coming together to bring you to where you're going, and you're a really strong trajectory. And so Raphael just keeps saying, let go of the fear, let go of the doubt, and breathe and keep moving forward. You're resonating also really strongly right now with the number 2, and that's a very powerful number. He's saying 2 days, a big surprise, 2 weeks, 2 months, a new life. And so we honor you, and I don't think it's an accident at all that you got through today, my love. I am really grateful to connect with you. Many blessings of love and appreciation. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Thank you, Angel.
Well, let's all take a deep breath and offer that
and
blessing.
Smile.
And then the smile
comes. There it is. That's one of those big secrets, guys. The deep breath with the smile.
You know, Kara, before we take a break, I think we have one more caller from Canada standing by.
Well, let's squeeze them in.
I think we'll say hi on line one, saying hi to Lori.
Oh, namaste, Lori. Welcome.
Thank you. Namaste.
How can we serve you?
I'd love a mini soul reading, Kara.
Well, it would be our honor. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling well. A bit wobbly in my life right now, but looking for some direction.
Yeah. You know, it's beautiful because as I gaze at you, it's kind of interesting. You have, it's fascinating. I was going to say gold, but it's more like a yellowy infinity symbol that's sitting right above your third chakra. And it's really fascinating because it's not the size of your entire body, but it's kind of sitting there in your third chakra right now. And these beautiful beings, I mean, there's so many of them, I can't even give you names. And they're saying, bring your hands, both of your hands, to your third chakra and put one on one side, like one on one side of your third chakra and one on the other side, so that the center would be like the middle of this infinity symbol, and that each one of your hands would be where each one of those circular areas are. And they're saying, bring your breath to this area and ignite the power of the infinite that you have already called into your life. It is trying to pulse through you, and instead it's been in kind of like this retracted position, thereby your full empowerment has been not as robust as you are ready for it to be. And they're saying that as you ignite this, then connect to the power of this. They just keep talking about the power of the infinite, the power of the infinite, and that as you do, it will lift up and offer you. It's funny, you have a huge aha moment ahead of you, and they keep talking about 8 days, 8 weeks, 8 months, 8 years, and that's why this infinite is so powerful. It's not only about igniting it, it's about spinning it and letting this aha come forward, and that the stability you seek is like a breath away. They just keep using words like a breath, a moment, a blink. And so The key for you right now, though, is all about igniting this power of the infinite that you're carrying so that it becomes like a sustaining force. It's like your own infinite supply of energy that is constantly wanting to remind you of how amazing you are. And through that, you're going to find, they just keep giving me all these words, refreshed, restoration, rebirth, remake. And so let it be fun and really, as I'm connecting with you, I'm feeling all this power coming forward. You're a really powerful being. And so ignite that power, harness that power through your heart, as I know you're wanting to, and let it come forward. I'm excited about your aha moment. It's like one of those where you're like, oh my God, there it is. And that's really close to you. And so I'm glad you got through today. And it's a beautiful gift to connect with you. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angel.
Oh, indeed. It is truly a time where so many of us are in transition. We're in a moment of letting go of stuff, whatever that looks like.
And, capital S.
And creating space
for
the love energy, for the authenticity.
Yeah, I got to just say, I love the pun on words there, Sri, because guys, when we come back for our break, we're going to be talking a lot about what's coming up in April and the secrets of navigating this. But guess what the energy of April is, my loves? We've moved from the ether and the throat to the ajna, or the third eye, and space.
The energy of space. You thought things were getting a little refined when we were in the heart,
exactly.
You know, in the air. Then we moved to the ether. Well,
yeah.
Look out. There's
look
more
out.
Twinkling ahead.
Woohoo!
So, beloved ones, please stand by and we'll get to your calls and we'll have a lot more to share right after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Namaste and welcome back. We are delighted to be with you live today. And today is truly a powerful time because we're in the portal of upliftment.
We're on that escalator, but we're holding on right now. You know, that little, you know what always amazes me is you can be on some of those escalators. Have you ever noticed that that black plastic handrail is sometimes not timed with the escalator?
Be careful what you're lined up with.
Well, you know, so like you have your hand on the rail and you're like your hand's moving behind you while your body's going up. That's kind of like what's happening right now, because we opened up this portal on March 20th and we had this very, very profound opening. Plus, here's what's so profound. On March 20th, I mean, so many things happened, but March 21 in the eastern part of the world was Gudi Padwa. So there was an overlay of the birth of Brahma, of creation, of birthing, a very, very powerful moment tied in with that March 20th opening. And so, beloved ones, and it was very, very masculine that whole time, you know, because we had the this big sun energy that came in, even though, and we had the void of the moon, right? We were in a new moon, so the moon was void. We had this powerful solar eclipse, so it was very much this masculine kind of like, get on the escalator, you know, we're opening. Now, angels, the reason we're talking to you about how you're feeling is coming up this weekend, this very weekend, April 4. Is a full moon lunar eclipse. Now, talk about the energy of sealing the portal open. So if we're feeling a little wobbly, if we're feeling a little unstable on the escalator right now, it's because the portal's open. However, it was the masculine energy that's kind of really made sure, and it had to open with masculine energy. You know, it had to be this big, booming masculine energy. However, we had the void of the moon.
Yeah, and there was some balance that came in with the opening.
Right. And so now the full moon is meeting that. And check this out, my loves. That full moon, full lunar eclipse is on the eve of the Western world predominance of Easter. And so it's another opening resurrection. So do you see the perfect harmony? Do you see the unification, the oneness, the blessings that are being heaped on humanity? If we use one of those secrets, meaning we breathe in deeply, and we exhale with a smile, we can ignite this unification energy and then stabilize this portal, stabilize this ride, because it's a ride, for the next 7 years. I mean, it's just extraordinary, Sri.
And I just really want to encourage each and every one of you to remember how powerful your breath is.
Oh, yes.
Because this is truly a tip that we're offering. It's a reminder. As you breathe fully, deeply, and consciously, meaning align your attention to the breath.
Yes.
You will release the preoccupations of mental chatter. You will come into present time, and your soul's guidance, your soul's energy comes forward because we're breathing into our hearts.
Yes.
Now, the icing on the cake is the smile, because with the smile, we send a signal that we're content. We send a signal that we're present. We send a signal to our body that it's okay.
We send a signal to all of our bodies and to the universe. And, you know, this is always so, I love this, because this is one of the things that we always first really invite everyone who comes to spend time with us to adopt. Because, you know, so oftentimes when we're taught to breathe, it's a very solemn affair. And yet we're not about that. Meaning that Archangel Zadkiel, who is our beautiful gatekeeper, has always reminded us that you are here to have fun. You know, if it does not bring you joy, then why are you doing it? And while solemn breathing is certainly a deep and profound connection, consciously breathing and exhaling with a smile is a depth of joy-filled reunion that is incredibly intoxicating. It uplifts you on so many levels. Very freeing. Very freeing.
And so this is such an important reminder, because what's going on right now, many of you are operating at kind of a split level. What I mean by that is...
What do you mean by that, Sri?
Your deeper heart is saying yes to the ascension process, while your personality self is going, hey, what's happening? I don't know if I'm like this.
Or the people around me. You know, that was one of the things
or
that touched...
Or the people around you,
know,
you. Yes.
It touched my heart so deeply, because I have to admit that I guess you and I are blessed that we kind of have our little bubble here, our little sanctuary, and we live in a very high frequency experience. But it really did touch my heart deeply to see how many people who were with us could just start crying and saying, you know, it's the first time I've been able to be myself. It's the first time I've been able to say what I want to say. I don't feel afraid to express.
Yeah, I don't have people's eyes judging me.
Yeah.
And that kind of diminishing.
Right.
Energy.
And it was just, it really touched me deeply. We were in tears a lot, because it was just so beautiful to see people exhale into the beauty of who they are. And that's part of the exhale with the smile, isn't it? We exhale into the beauty of who we are.
And so that exhale with the smile, and sometimes, as Kira said, you fake it till you make it, meaning it takes more than one breath.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a few breaths to get into that zone of beingness where you're in touch with present time, you're in touch with your soul's guidance, and you feel good about it.
And, you know, I'm going to share with all of you, and yes, it might feel like a selfless promotion, but forgive me. If you have not connected with the blessing of Ave Sa, the blessing of Ave Sa, go to sriankira.com. Go to the home study program and look at the Ave Sa home study program. It's extremely affordably priced. It attunes you to the Ave Sa breath, and it frees your life. And, you know, a lot of you are talking about balance. It teaches you how to offer the evasive balancing technique to yourself, to others. And it offers you a beautiful attunement that literally lifts you up into an anchored sense of spaciousness. And the Ave Sa presence is such a gift. And you know, we just got to live with a whole community living in Ave Sa presence. And we watched how many miracles, Sri? I lost count.
Absolutely. People were having breakthrough after breakthrough.
Yeah.
And it flowed through quite naturally.
Oh, it was stunning.
You know, it's an amazing thing when we, quote, get out of our own way and just say, I choose to be in the ocean of love.
Right.
That the little hard places inside, whether it's old grief or old doubts,
right,
they start to bubble up and just go pop.
Right.
They're just released.
Yeah.
There may be a giggle, there may be a few tears, but they never hang around very long. It's just a process of effervescent authenticity.
I love that. I love that. And you know, if you're one of those people that you're like, gosh, I just don't feel like I have enough of a supportive community around me, you know, grab a home study program and keep use that as your community. You know, we have programs that are $22. If you've not done Ascended Sanity, do Ascended Sanity, but give yourself the gift of creating your sacred container.
And as you tune in with those trainings, what happens is you start emitting in your energy field this crystalline energy, this ascension vibe.
Well, you become very attractive on an energetic level.
Oh, yeah. You're amazed who you bump into.
It's so true. People start looking at you. They're like, have you lost weight? You look so good. Because you're radiating.
And you just smile and say, yes.
Exactly. And that's one of the secrets of navigating success, is to invigorate your energy field with your illuminated presence, and that becomes the ignited attractor that frees your life.
As we live in that space of divine connection, our energy field becomes ever more attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Versus repelling.
Right. And, you know, another easy way to learn how to do that, check out the RRST Home Study Program, another one that's a whopping $22 that will teach you quite a bit. And so, you know, these are, whether it's our programs or others, things that give you a radiant, buoyant, joy-filled energy field are secrets to navigating the 7 years. Because let's face it, my angels, the outside world wants you to be afraid. They want you to be in pain. And so, you must take responsibility to relieve that by taking positive steps. Be with people who support you. Allow yourself to smile with your breath. Adopt that as, you know, Shui and I have adopted that as a habit, and you don't even realize you're doing it anymore because it just becomes your natural state. Create your sacred space in your environment and visit it often.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so much of this feels like second nature to me now, but I realize that every time we work with people, so many people have kind of cheated themselves of the beauty that they can easily rearrange.
That they so richly deserve.
And it just takes a little reminder, a little, little sense of I'm worth it. And we do it and things get easier.
Exactly. You know, it's like I have a silly little dog statue made out of, oh, I don't know, it's like some kind of little metal. And every time I look at it, it makes me laugh. And that's the whole reason I bought it.
And that's a good reason. Well, I'll tell you what, we have some folks that have been standing by on the phone line.
Oh,
for a while.
Yay. Let's talk to these beautiful beings.
So we're going to head to line three and say hi to Allison from
Namaste, Allison. Welcome.
Namaste, beloved. Thank you for taking my call. Yay!
Woohoo!
I just wanted to tell you that I've just been feeling huge energy shifts. I had a healing last week that moved more energy in that hour and a half than I've moved my whole life, and it was just huge breakthroughs, and I'm so grateful and excited.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. So I would love a reading if you're so inclined.
Well, of course we are. And I just have to share with you that connecting with your energy is fabulous. You have, it's really cute. It reminds me of one of the Walt Disney movies. I forget which one, but it's like you have all these little fairies and birds right now, and they're dropping gems on you. Like I'm watching all these little critters putting gems around your crown and making like this beautiful gem crown. And I'm watching, it looks like little fairies are putting rings on your fingers, and these other beautiful angels, big, 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 beautiful crystalline angels are draping this gown on you. And the message is that they're saying it is time for you to remember the queen that you are, and that the process of queening replaces the process of croning. And as you queen, you will endow. And they're saying that not only will you endow to others, you are being endowed. And so feel this crown of jewels, feel these rings on your fingers, feel this beautiful, beautiful, it's like this gossamer kind of white cape, very, very flowy. And they're saying, proceed in your life as the benevolent queen that you are. Treat yourself like a queen, live like a queen, and smile like a queen, and everything is ready to unfold. Your healing was so perfectly timed because this is your moment of reunion with you. And that from that space of knowing everything around you, it's like I just see all these doors. It's like you're walking down a hall that used to be dark because all the doors were closed. But as you walk by, they're just going open, 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 open. And so it is.
You are open. Wow, beautiful is that?
Yeah, I agree. It's awesome. Just like you.
Oh, thank you. Blessings to you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Namaste. It was good to connect with you.
Well, truly a wonderful, wonderful image of how flow happens.
It's so funny because, you know, it's so beautiful. It's like I still feel like I'm in half of a Disney movie watching all these little critters come and decorate her. It's beautiful.
and we can all feel that. And
yeah.
And if she's queening, then I'm kinging.
I hope so. I'm queening. I know that. Forget the croning. What's that about?
We all are indeed. You know, I remember that line from the Bible, the kingdom of heaven is within.
Absolutely.
And the within does not require a textbook to align with it.
Thank goodness, because I don't want to read another textbook.
So let's connect with support people. We're going to head over to line number five and say hi to Jenna from somewhere east.
From somewhere east. All right. Namaste, Jenna. Welcome.
Namaste. How are you?
Well, we are wonderful. How are you, my love?
I'm doing amazing. I just want to say I'm so grateful to both of you. You guys have been like mentors to me, and I've watched so many of your videos and your radio shows I listen to, and I just feel so aligned and connected to the things you guys talk about. And thank you so much for doing what you do. I really appreciate it. It's helped me so much.
Well, you need to hear that. That makes our hearts sing that have opened yourself to receive. You know, what a blessing you are, truly. So how can we serve you today, my angel?
Okay, so probably about a month before the 20th, it had this really big buildup of energy through my hand chakras. And towards the buildup of the 20th, I was kind of really irritated and a lot. And I guess with all the energy. And I guess on the 20th, and I woke up on the 21st, I felt like a brand new person. I woke up with this beautiful smile and sense of peace inside of me. And it was just so amazing. And I just want to know if you guys could do a mini soul reading for me.
Oh, what an honor. Thank you for asking. And first of all, I just want to share with you that as you were speaking, you were transforming into a crystalline dolphin. And I was watching you jumping up in the waves and diving down. And it was like a crystalline ocean. And you were swimming with all these other dolphins, but you were all like a white color with beautiful blue eyes and singing and transforming. And even as I connect with you right now, I'm covered in chills that this ascended energy inside of you is being freed. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that that's the moment you're in. You're in this moment of freeing your energy, and that for you, this sense of swimming and being is very, very important, and that your healing mastery is going to start, and everything around you is like a water analogy. It's going to start flooding into you. You need to drink a lot of water, take a lot of baths, get into a pool if you can, get near the ocean if you can, move your hands. Like I'm sitting here right now and I'm just moving my hands back and forth like I would be in water, and go find some cosmic pictures of dolphins. Find the ones that connect to you. Sit quietly. Close your eyes and ask for the illuminated brethren of light. That is exactly the words they're giving me to start speaking into you, and write, either journal what they say, speak it out loud, sing it out loud, because your life is getting ready to go into hyperdrive really fast. And I am so awesomely grateful I got to connect with you today. Thank you so much, my angel.
Thank you so much. I was amazing. I've been journaling like crazy since the 20th, like nonstop. And everything you just said was completely beautiful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Angel. We appreciate your being on the planet. Keep going. You are a beacon. Let others see how beautiful you are. Namaste, Angel.
Namaste.
So truly, you know, I get a smile on my face every time I even think of a dolphin. It's these beautiful
or
creatures.
A whale.
Yeah, our whales are. Think about this part of their lives. Mm-hmm. There's many other parts. The idea that we can float.
Yes.
Just that alone
is a blessing.
Is such a gift, because every time we just stop dealing with gravity, stop dealing with heaviness, we begin to make room for that which is light and beautiful.
Well, you know, and speaking of making room for that which is light and beautiful, we mentioned to all of you earlier that coming up this next weekend, April 4-5, very, very profound. If you have not been to YouTube, go watch what Sri and I just released about what's coming up in April, and about the fact that April is about our spiritual vision. Okay, we have lifted up. It's still March, but we're just a couple days away. April is about the Ajna chakra. It is about the third eye, and it is about the energy of space. Now, there's personal space. There's the expanded space. There's literal space. This is a big month. Now, because of that, starting tomorrow, March 31 through April 10th, Sri and I have been called into very deep reflective communion with the universe. And because of that,
we're going to be really cutting the electronic cords.
So for you YouTubers, you might not get as quick a response.
And heading deep into South America, where we are feeling a call to commune. And that commune includes some people, includes nature, it includes spirit. And
some locations we've been called to explore. So we're diving deep into spirit. And we invite you, especially at the beginning of this powerful month of the Ajna spiritual vision chakra, to do the same.
You know, when we are faced with and invited with a portal energy, consider for a moment that it's as if you're the backdrop upon which your life is having its experience.
Yeah.
The backdrop is saying you can paint it differently. We're suspending differently. I mean, if you really pause for a moment and recognize our life, our identity in the past was a string of experiences.
Mm.
You know, we had this experience, that experience, and we said, that's me, that's mine, that happened. And we created an identity. But that's a temporary identity.
Right.
That's not the truth of you. And so when we consider that we're in this portal moment where the very fabric is inviting us to become ever more clear, to become ever more authentic. And authentic meaning that part of you that is eternal,
mm-hmm.
that part of you that is beyond the experience. As we become more conscious of that, we find it easier to manifest and be happy. That's what I've learned. And so journaling and writing and being quiet during this time will open up recognitions that you have not yet realized.
Yeah, it really will. And it's a powerful time, my loves, because this month, you know, that energy of space is actually going to carry us April and May, because we're in right now, as we mentioned, the Ajna, the third eye. And so clarity, your vision of yourself, your future, your world. And remember that as this escalator to ascension stabilizes, we had this oomph momentum on March 20, and we have this powerful yet soft feminine sealing energy coming up next weekend, April 4 and 5. And so as we come up to April 4 and 5, it's important for you this week specifically, and no matter when you're listening to this show, to gift yourself with some form of reflective communion. And that can be as simple as a moment a day you close your eyes and just say, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me.
Now, let that in, beloved ones. I am here. That's a powerful declaration of presence, is it not?
It is.
I am ready means, okay, I'm available.
Uh-huh.
I am open, meaning I'm not carrying my judgment and expectations.
Right.
Guide me.
And so it is.
A recognition that we are connected. And that mantra of self-ascension is universal. It is compelling, present miracles to occur.
Yes, 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 indeed. And you know, we are so excited because next week, coming up next week, Easter Sunday, try to tune in with the show. We have a very, very special show for you with an audio ensoulment that will energetically take you to places that are beyond amazing. So really try to connect. And then, my angels, Sunday, April 12, Sri and I are back from South America, and we will share. You know, Sri, the last time we did a journey like this where it was so profound was when the Divine Galactic Blueprint revealed itself to the world.
Yeah, yeah. We had this similar sense of urgency isn't the right word. It's this stimulation that we need to go somewhere to be in the alignment.
We were called, and it said, yeah, there's an alignment, there's people waiting, there's places waiting, and there's a lot of that.
Last time this happened, not only did we receive the ascended chakra system, what we call the Divine Galactic Blueprint, but we received a lot of information that is now coming and bearing fruit,
yeah,
in the global experience.
Yeah.
And so we look forward to whatever Spirit has in mind. We look forward to sharing that with you. And we know that all will just simply be wonderful.
So how are you feeling? Allow yourself to breathe. And when you take in that deep breath, exhale with a smile. That one simple shift will help you navigate. Use the mantra of self-ascension. Allow yourself to stay in a portal of supportive energy and find your smile in everything you do, because the portal is open. We are on this ride together. And as you lift into the fifth dimensional realms, you will be able to navigate this time with grace, with ease, with joy, with laughter, and with community of family, true spiritual family.
The family is finding you.
Yes.
Everything you desire is finding you. It's only a matter of relaxing into that crystalline energy and allowing the synchronicities to be the blessing that they are. So, beloved ones, we know we have callers standing by that we're not able to take today. We offer each of you a hug.
And call back. We'll call take back you next time.
Or send an email to guest@shriankiraradio.com and we'll get you queued up. And for all of you, as you breathe deeply with that smile, trusting your hearts, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.